Is the gentleman way in the back? No, no, you were just sort of quivering, weren't you? Oh, you're communicating. Okay. Channeling, yes. Yes.
In the New Age, you said...
On the New Age, of course, we believe that there is... we believe there's evil, and there's a Satan. But is there any evil at all in the New Age?
Okay, I don't have to repeat this because it's caught on the microphone, isn't it? Oh, that's very nice. Yes, I see the point now. Yeah. Okay. Okay. The New Age does not want to use that terminology. Okay? Why? Because if you use the terminology of evil or sin, that implies some kind of objective standard by which these can be defined, identified, and the rest of it. So instead, as we've already seen, the terminology used is different. There's a lack of awareness. There's a lack of consideration. There's a lack of understanding. And it's an absence of, and this is due to the fact that people do not see the God that is within them or the God that they themselves represent and the fact that this is likewise present in other people. I tell you my favorite Christian Science story because it relates to this. This is a sexist story, by the way, ladies. I'm sorry, but that's how it goes. There is a Christian Scientist, middle-aged, overweight Christian Scientist, because most of them are middle-aged and overweight. She is constantly saying there is no evil, there is no pain. And in saying this, she becomes a perfect pain, of course, to all those around her. And finally, one day, when she's bending over after having made this declaration,